And you have a lot of new faces on the defense from last year. How during the preseason, how is that as a group? Do you think you guys have gelled together?
I think it's been great. You know, I think a lot of guys have come out here ready to work, and it's really built a lot of camaraderie and competition with us. So I think we've done a great job of bringing in guys that build that cohesiveness in our groups, and I think it's going to be good for us during the season.
No, they had you mic'd up for one of the preseason games, and you were doing a lot of the little tutorial things, mm-hmm. with guys. When did you start taking on that role as just being a guy who helps the other guys out?
Eventually? I mean, I've always been that kind of role. I think with the fact of Jared and Kevin being around, that guys, you know, really looked more to them. I mean, I even looked more to them, you know, to add little things for my game. And now it's become a point where I'm the old guy in the room, and so they come to me and ask me certain things. And if I see something that, you know, that might work for them, I go to them and I say, hey, you know, try this or whatever. I mean, you see it in the game the other night. I'm going to do whatever I can to help this team, you know, win. And if that's helping the younger guys, you know, create better moves on their pass rush moves and hopefully create opportunities to get to the quarterback, that's what I'm going to do. Because in this league, you're only as good as your weakest link. And if every one of your links can be strong, then you're going to have a strong team.
Brian, as the old guy in the room, have you learned anything going up against a North Turner offense in the preseason, in practice, as a veteran? Have you picked up anything?
You know, if I did say I picked up anything, that'd be giving away hints to the other team. So
you can just say yes.
Yes, I have. And it, going against that offense every single day, a lot of times makes going against the offenses a little bit easier. So, you know, he has so many things that he does with that offense that you really have to be on your game. And you know, it makes it a little bit easier going into Sundays.
And so that basically is that it's a mental thing. It's just more, you know, picking up plays than it was anything physical that you had to adjust to?
Well, I think the thing is you can easily get discombobulated with his offense and enamored with all the things that are going on, and you just got to stay clued into your keys and just go.
Brian, do you think you're going to have, I guess, with the addition of Linville, having the opportunity to go after that quarterback a little bit more and have some more sacks this season, do you think?
I mean, we'll see what happens. I mean, bottom line is we have to stop the run, earn the right to get to the passer. And if we can do that, then I think we'll have a lot of opportunities to do that. I think Limbo's a guy that on the inside, if we can get teams into a passing mode situation where they have to step back and throw the ball and do, you know, 5-7-step drops, I think he's a guy inside that with his physical presence as well as his speed, teams are going to have to start double-teaming him as well. So that alleviates some of the pressure of us off the edges.
Despite the fact of Bradford not being there, what does it mean? I guess Hill's a veteran guy. It's not like he's been in the league only a year or two, so he's going to know what to expect.
I mean, he's one of those guys that obviously being around 13 years, he's kind of seen it all. And, you know, I think with him is you know, he's going to make his reads, but if he sees, you know, a window of an opportunity to get in there, he's getting the ball out and he's unloading it. So we got to make sure that we play good coverage and we get in his face, you know, when they have the opportunity to pass the ball. And if we do that, I think we can be successful.
What have you seen from Stacey? He's a big guy who tends to just pound it between the tackles. Is that the kind of back you like, a guy where you know he's going to be and it's just a matter of bringing him down?
I like the back that's not running the ball. That's what I like. But, yeah, I mean, he's strong. He's quick. So he's obviously one of those guys that every guy's going to have to be keyed in, you know, execute the defense, every person be in their gap, because one person gets out of the gap, I mean, you've seen it over and over, especially last year with them in the run game. One person's out of that gap, he's hitting that seam and he's running. So that's the last thing you want is a big back going downhill on your safeties and corners and stuff like that. So we got to make sure that every person is clued in, that we're doing the right things, and that we get him on the ground as quick as possible.
Right, I know you say going undefeated in the preseason is nice, but it doesn't really mean anything now. They do. Mentally, does it mean something, you know, for teams going forward, knowing that they have a perfect slate behind them and they've learned a lot?
Well, I think mentally it boosts morale a little bit, but you know, bottom line is it's week one, and this is where it all starts for real. And you got to kind of put those behind you and realize that every week stands on its own merit, and you have to go in week out and week in and week out in this league and put it on tape. And if you know you can't rely on your morals of what you did during the preseason.
How do you feel going into this game? Just looking back on your whole career and other first games that you've done, I mean, it just seems this team has really come together, whether it was mini camps and then, you know, OTAs, all that. It just seems that you guys are itching to take that next step to start it off.
Absolutely. I'm super excited. I was telling the coaches this morning that I, you know, for opening day, this is, you know, the most excitement I've had around here in a long time for opening day. And I think it's because of all the things we've learned during the OTAs, all the things we've learned during training camp from this coaching staff. They've done a great job of getting us prepared. And then the guys that we've brought in, you know, we've built great cohesiveness around here. Guys are, you know, really rallying behind each other. And anytime you get a team that's like that, it makes you really excited about the start of the season.
When you were mic'd up and you were kind of teaching some of the young guys, how much more of a leadership role do you think you've taken this season specifically?
You know, I've just tried to be myself. I mean, you know, I haven't tried to really put myself in it or proclaim that I'm a leader or anything like that. I've just tried to, you know, take that leadership role by being myself, showing the guys that I'm going to help them in every way possible. And, you know, really and truly, it's the guys around me that I appreciate because they've really put me in that role, and I appreciate it so much.